Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. My name is Prophet Wiley here on this beautiful, just beautiful Sunday morning here in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, and Waukegan, South Carolina this morning here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out and being part of this morning's show this morning and just allowing, just being so grateful to have God to move and Christ to move and the Holy Spirit to move in a way that is on a personal level that is so wonderful to be a part of. Again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prophet Wiley. I want to warmly welcome you this morning, and I pray and and to the Spirit that all is well with you and whatever it is that you have been petitioning God, Christ and the Holy Spirit for, and within his goodness, I am in agreement with it. I just know God is doing some powerful things. So without further delay, let us just get into the message of this morning, get into the spirit of what the Lord is saying this morning. And I pray and hope that something is said. Jesus. I pray and hope that something is said, something sparked something in somebody's spirit, that the Holy Spirit uses this voice, this vessel, that is willing, that something is put out there on Blog Talk Radio this morning, and that it is substance that is nourishing to the soul, substance that is nourishing to the spirit, clarity on whatever it is that you may be seeking, whatever it is you may be going through, whatever it may be. I pray that the Lord uses me this morning to speak something, to bring something into somebody's life, to bring an add-on. And I just pray that in the spirit. So let me go into prayer, and then as I come out of prayer, and then we're going to get right into our morning message this morning, which is titled, We Are All Walking. We are all walking. So what do you see? Is it through the eyes of sight, or is it through the eyes of faith? That's this morning title message this morning, and just so powerful, especially in these times. And you know, people use that term. They use that term, kind of a scripture, a quote scripture out of the Bible. In these times, and they add on the evil times and these days, you know, we haven't even seen things to come. There's things that's coming, the things that has been prophesied in the Bible, and they haven't even transpired yet. They haven't even come. I was thinking, I was reading the other day, and I realized that from the time of when it was spoken, it's 4:8:12. It was 42 generations. It was 42 generations. And then Christ came on the scene. And it was prophesied way, way back, way before the four generations had even came into existence. So a lot of time we'll lose track about how things are transpiring and that wonderful thing about time. We may not see. This is a scripture in the Bible that Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was telling them that it's people that has passed that wanted to live and be and witness the things that the disciples was witnessing and seeing. So there are some things that we're not going to see. Our day is going to come and it's going to pass. And there's some things that, you know, we yearn to see, but our day, ooh, Jesus, is going to come and it's going to pass. But our day coming and passing does not dictate what the Lord, what God has already spoken that should take place, that was prophesied. Those things are going to take place. So let me go into prayer. And then as I come out of prayer, we're going to get right into the message. We're going to bring forth some scripture that you can probably perhaps jot down and have the Holy Spirit to move in your spirit. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we come before you, Lord, to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. Lord, we just want to magnify your name this morning, Father God. We just want to be in your presence. We just want to show you how grateful we are that you're using us in a way that has not been seen and has not been heard, the way that you're using us. Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing the impartation of technology, Father God, because now we can go farther, we can reach farther, that your word can go places that it might not have went otherwise. So, Lord, we want to take the advantage and the opportunity of technology that we can get on Blog Talk Radio, that we can get on different types of platforms and bring forth a word and bring forth an encouraging message to your people, Lord. So, Lord, we give you praise for that. We give you honor for that. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Lord, I come before you, Lord, humbly asking you to forgive me for all my sins, Father God. Lord, you're the one that makes me clean, Father God. You justify me. Only you have I sinned against, Father God. So I come to you humbly beseeching forgiveness. I come to you beseeching of this gift of repentance, Father God, that I repent from my sins and that I ask you to give me strength to walk away from my wicked ways, Father God, and make me whole and make me clean again, Father God. So, Lord, I know that the things that I have done, and I claim them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I come before you to ask for forgiveness for the things that I have no idea that I have sinned. Lord, you say that if any man say that he have not sinned, that he's a liar and the truth is not in him. So, Lord, I ask that you forgive me, not only me, Father God, but I come to, on behalf of a special petition to ask you to forgive my brothers and my sisters, no matter their color, no matter where they're from, no matter what they're doing, no matter what they're thinking, no matter where they're at right now, Father, I ask you to forgive them for their sins, Father God. Lord, I know that you are God, that you are so quick to forgive and so slow to anger. So, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. Lord, a lot of times we pray for the things that we ought not to pray for, Lord. So, Lord, I humbly bow out of the way, Father God, and that you can use me, and that the Holy Spirit can pray for the things that we need to pray for. The Holy Spirit, that we come in agreement with the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf, Father God, for the things that we ought to pray for. So, Lord, we give you, I give you, PTH Ministers of Jesus Christ, give you the honor, the glory, and everything, Father God, that we should be giving you. Anything that we don't think about because of our daily lives and what we're going through and the things that we're trying to participate in, Father God, we just want to take this time out in this moment to recognize you, that you are the head of our life. Lord, in spite of our actions, Lord, if our actions say that you are not the head of our life, we bind that up. We ask for forgiveness. And we take this opportunity to say that you are the head in spite of our difficulties, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our failures, in spite of the fact that we just can't get it together. So we just want to ask you to continue to be with us and guide us and strengthen us in all that we do, Father God. Lord, you know that when you created us that we were feeble creatures, that we will have problems and issues throughout our life, Father God. But Lord, be the glory. Hallelujah, Father God. You've been with us every step of the way, through thick and through thin, through the valley of the shadow of death, Father God. You've been with us. So we want to thank you, Father God, with our hearts, our souls, our minds, Father God, and with our substance. And so, Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and glory, and let the church say amen. Amen, everybody. I just want to take this opportunity to reach out to some close friends that's here in Charlotte and just lift those individuals up in prayer and just let those individuals know that we're thinking about them, and I'm sorry that they haven't heard from me in a while, and God has really been dealing with me and placing me in position to hear him more clearly. So I just want to reach out to those individuals, First Lady of New Creations Overcomer, Ms. Karen Shaw. I just want to let her know that I truly love her and that I'm here and I'm coming, First Lady. Pastor Massey there in Charlotte, who's a permanent pastor. Pastor Massey, I love you, and I'm sorry that you haven't heard from me, and I'm coming. You're going to be hearing from me soon. So without any further delay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the message. We are all walking. So what do you see? Is it through faith or is it through the eyes of this world? We are all walking. Is it through the eyes of sight or the eyes through the eyes of faith? And I have, the Holy Spirit has directed me to put some scriptures together. And this is just, ladies and gentlemen, we see so many things that's going on today. Like, it's out of control. Every time we look at the news, our life is being taken. Somebody is killing somebody. And it just like it's out of control, and we have never seen this. But God be the glory. There's a specific scripture in Matthew chapter 24 when it's talking about the end times, and it's talking about his disciples. Jesus' disciples has asked him when he's going to come back, and it's some very powerful scripture. God, the scriptures say that man's heart shall wax cold against man, that the hate level should increase. The hate level should increase. So God showed us, he showed us, and he let it be revealed, that this particular and this specific time should take place. We see it. So we coming on this morning to encourage you this morning with a word. What do you see? Is it what you actually see, what's going on in the natural? Or are you seeing through faith that God is in control, that God sees and knows everything that's happening? Lucy, is it through faith? And ladies and gentlemen, what is faith? And, you know, that's a very broad spectrum question, because there's so many answers about faith. So what I'm about to say doesn't necessarily mean, and put a period behind it, that there's nothing else pertaining to faith. But what is faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is it that you're hoping for when you see these terrible things happening? What is it that you're hoping for in your personal life? What is it that you're hoping for in your ministry? Ooh, Jesus. What is it that you're hoping for in your kids' life? What is it that you're hoping for when somebody's on their deathbed, when somebody's in sickness? What is it that you're hoping for when somebody, when that terrible disease of addiction has got hold of somebody, or this terrible demonic spirit? What is it that you're hoping for when somebody's missing and they can't be found? What is it that you're hoping for when something's, when a bill needs to be paid and the finances are not lining up with the need? What is it that you're hoping for? What is it, ladies and gentlemen? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. For we walk by faith and not by sight, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The word of faith which we preach, that is, though that we shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God is teaching us and showing us, ladies and gentlemen, that no matter the circumstances, no matter what our humanly eyes see, that's not the end result. That's not what it really is. It's like a twofold thing. Yes, that's what it is, but there's something more behind it and something more above that. That when we start looking through faith, that we can receive those answers to that, the higher thing, the things that's higher than the circumstances, the thing that's higher than the condition. And faith shows us what that is. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 9, pertaining to that God has allowed us to receive this gift, to receive this precious insight, because we're saved. Because now we're being grafted in. We're a part of him now. We are his children. And he's sharing his goodness. He's sharing his oracles. He's sharing his authority with us. He's sharing so many things with us because of that particular scripture. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 9, that because we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we're accepting him as our personal Savior, because of that, we say that in our heart. That was through faith, because I didn't see Christ die. I didn't see God raise Christ from the dead. I didn't see that. I wasn't a witness. Oh, Jesus. I wasn't a witness of that. But personally, because I trust and believe, I trust and believe what the words say. Because of that, I have been given something. I have been enlightened. I have been empowered. And so it is with you, ladies and gentlemen. Because of Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 9. So then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 19. And that's what we're doing right now, strengthening our faith, analyzing what we see. And are we being a gatekeeper within our own selves? Are we fact-checking? Ooh, Jesus. Are we fact-checking what we see? What we see in our lives, what we see going on across the country, what we see going on around the world? When we see those things, do we see those things through faith? Do we see those things through the eyes of God? That's what we need to ask ourselves. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he that is rewarded, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit, you like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. It's a very small seed. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. These are the things that when we become saved, ladies and gentlemen, these are the oracles. These are the word of God. These are the things that faith come by. These are the things that faith come by. The word of faith which we preach, that it shall, I'm sorry. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the things. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith coming by hearing. So when you read the word, when you hear the word of God, it strengthens our faith. By hearing the word of God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we'll have problems seeing, and you know, we'll get some Visine, you know, and we'll put the Visine in and help soothe our eyes and help us, help our focus. We can see things clearly. Or when our eyes start to not be as strong as in our youth, then we'll get some aid and start wearing glasses so that the glasses can help us see. It can help us, it can help our understanding. So it is with the word of God. That when we read, that when we hear the word of God, Jesus, that when we read and that when we hear the word of God, it helps us, it aids us to see things as though they not are. Ooh, Jesus. It helps us to see things as though they not are. He that's coming to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Watch ye, stand fast in faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. If ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Let us hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Yes, God is helping not only God is helping me, and I know that he's helping a lot of other people when it comes to that particular scripture, wavering back and forth, that what we see, it start making us go to the left and go to the right, moving back and forth. But God is a good God. Christ is a loving sacrifice. He loved us. He loved his father so much that when his father revealed the plan that he was going to be used as a sacrifice for the world, for people to come, for people that wasn't even born yet, and for people that had been born, he relished. He embodied his whole self into that vision. And when it came time that he was weeping, oh, Jesus. When it came time that Christ was weeping, one of the first things the Bible reveals to me, that he called upon his Father. Lord, let it be thy will. Let it be thy will, Jesus. Let it be thy will. Let that will be done. So, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you that no matter what you see in this world, no matter what you see what's going on, that we can go to God, and he will strengthen our faith. He will strengthen our walk. If ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming right at the end. And I want to read one more scripture right quick. Jesus himself was a perfect example of faith in his role as our Savior. As the Apostle Paul noted, wherefore all things be behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of all people. All people. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. He is our Savior. We are all walking, ladies and gentlemen. We are all walking. So what do you see? And then when you do see those things, are they through the eyes of the earthly vessel, or are they through the eyes of the spiritual vessel? And we have access to both, more so than each other, more so than the physical, and more so than the spiritual, because God allows us to be next to him. He allows us to call upon his Son. He allow us to be led by the Holy Spirit. He allow us to see things. We still have a choice even when we are saved. Ooh, Jesus. We have a choice to see things the way God and the Word of God wants us to see them, and or the way the world and the way that the things are saying that this is it and there's nothing that happened behind it. And I beg to differ with the world. Be not of this world. Be not the cares of this world. We're just passing through, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prophet Wilder here at PTH Ministry of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, and I pray that something was said. I pray that you may not have thought about it the way that the word and the message have came to you today, and that you may look at it a different way. You may look at it in this way. Am I seeing child? Am I seeing my circumstance the way that faith want me to see it? Or am I seeing the way the circumstances are saying that I need to say it? Behold, we are conquerors. We are conquerors. We are conquerors of every single situation that may arise in our life. I just want to thank you, warmly thank you again. My name is Prophet Wiley here, PTH Ministry of Jesus Christ. I pray that you have a beautiful rest of the day Sunday. I pray that the Lord that I serve, that Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit move, and that you touch somebody's life today, that you speak a living word in somebody's life, that you uplift somebody, that you pray for somebody, that you speak life, and that you bind up death, and that whatever it is that the Lord is leading you, wherever you're at geographically, that you be used, and that you see the things through the eyes of faith, and that you see the things through the eyes of the way God sees them, and that the way that the Word of God is saying that we should see them. Be blessed and know that I love you. Know that I'm continuously praying for you, your ministry, and wherever you're at in this life. And in turn, I ask that you continue to pray for me and my beautiful wife and our ministry, and that God is continuing to cover us and continue to lead us and continue to guide us. My name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out and being a part of our morning this morning. May God bless you, and may the Lord continue to do all that he promised to do in your life. Be blessed and know that we love you. God bless you.
Only you can, Lord, change me.